Come with me to a shack of mystery, to beat conspiracies, to curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. Mothman sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Welcome back to the shack. I about choked. And I'm Wilbur, and you know, I'm getting sick. Sick of all this crap going around the world today, and I don't know. This is going to be a ranty episode, I have a feeling. I just have a feeling. Just sick and tired.
I'm already scrolling.
Scrolling?
On my phone.
Now I'm about to be scrawling on the walls, scratching my way out of this box the world wants to keep you in. Well, there is no box in the shack. In the shack, everything is open and free, and you're allowed to talk about stuff and discuss things and not worry about, I don't know, people getting mad at you or upset. Who cares? Who cares? Just share your opinion. That's why we're all here, right? We're just sharing opinions, sharing thoughts, sharing feelings. And we're not just going to jump and dive on people and bury them because they think differently or you think something about them that you might heard differently. It's not right. You don't do that to people, especially your friends and your family. You don't do that. We help each other. We lift each other up, especially when we're struggling. Oh, it's just one of them episodes today. The shack, it's time for a good old-fashioned shack show. Are you ready, Daniel?
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think today, I guess, I don't know exactly how to introduce it or talk about it, but it's been happening, and it's more been happening. It's a relatively recent phenomena as far as in the past decade or so.
Yeah, I'd say that's
maybe a decade and a half. Maybe it started. Let's just give it 20 years ago is when it, like...
I mean, you doubled it.
Well, that's just... I know, but still, that's relatively recently in that and the historical timeline of our culture, or this country. But we're going to discuss the phenomenon known as cancel culture.
Mm.
Cancel culture. Remember when that was a huge thing? Like majorly, it was used as a weapon against people.
Still is
to this day, and I hope we snap out of it as people, because you'll never I don't know, I think you don't understand cancel culture until it comes for you, and once the cancel culture comes for you, then you realize how dangerous of a thing it is, because you kind of forget on the other end that's a human being on the other end that you're attempting to dehumanize at this point, making them seem like they're some kind of monster. And, you know, people can be monsters, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But people can also make mistakes, and people can also not be perfect. People aren't perfect in the world. So, I don't know. Cancel culture is an ugly thing, in my opinion. It's ugly. especially when it happens to someone that you know. I mean, we know people, especially there's people I enjoyed that have been through the gambit of cancel culture. Comedians I like been through that. Older comedians that been canceled after they're dead, which is the craziest thing to me. I don't know. It's just silly. To me, it's silly, and I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
Who got canceled after they were dead?
I just like there's certain comedians like, oh, their material is offensive, you know, but it's dated. It's a different time. You know what I mean? I don't know. People will talk about like George Carlin. I really enjoyed George Carlin, but
who's George Carlin?
He was a famous comedian that started, I believe, in the 70s, maybe even the late 60s, and went all the way up until 2000, and I think 8 is when he passed away. It's either when he passed away or that's when his last special came out. I can't remember, but as he got older, his material got more and more refined, and I think over the target of what, I don't know, I guess what affects a lot of people in the world today, but at the same time, he could say a joke like, you know why you never get laid on Thanksgiving? It's because all the coats are on the bed. Just little simple things like that. Like, those jokes are funny. And people, anyone that doesn't get it, you don't get it. But if you do get it, it's very funny. Because that happened in my family.
You tried to have sex, but there was coats on the bed?
No. It's just, you go over to grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
I remember.
Where does everyone put all their, yeah, where do you put all your coats? You throw them on the bed. I didn't realize more people did that. I just thought maybe that's just what we did. But apparently that's a thing.
I have an article about cancel culture.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
It's by like 50 people. So I'm just going to...
Like a collective article?
It's just a huge article. Okay. I don't even know who to say. I'm going to go with Emily Vogels.
That was one of the authors,
that's,
I guess?
That's the first one, the highest one on there.
I don't like... I mean, I get... How I don't like when articles do that though. Sometimes, like, you'll have like four or five people write one article. Like, why don't you cite who wrote what portion of the article, please?
I think they do as we go through.
Good, good. Because
there's like stuff they're talking about specifically in music and
because there's
in politics.
Yeah.
And so this is like a huge article, you know, about cancel culture.
But for example, there's articles I can pull up that are about, like, you know, topics such as the science, where they're explaining the science to people. Mm-hmm. But it's like four different authors compiled to make this one opinion.
Yeah.
And but they'll never say who said actually what. They won't attribute it to anybody.
But the phrase cancel culture is said to have originated from a relatively obscure slang term, cancel, referring to breaking up with somebody, used in 1980s songs.
Mm. Okay.
I just thought that was interesting. A bunch of songs used it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In terms of its references in film and television, it later evolved and gained traction in social media. Over the past several years, and when did this come out? I don't have a date. Cancel culture has become a deeply consistent idea in the nation's political discord. There are plenty of debate over whether what it is actually and what it means, including whether or not it's a way to hold people accountable, a tactic to punish others unjustly, or a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
And some argue that cancel culture doesn't even exist. Those are the people using it.
Oh, yes, correct. I understand what you're saying. Meaning that it's not a culture. It's what's right in the world. This is what's right.
It's not cancel culture.
It's just what it's how it should be.
It's when I'm using it as a hammer.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugly. It's ugly.
So I have from 2020, who's heard of cancel culture? And U.S. adults... Let's see. Out of 100, 56 versus 44 versus a fair amount, a great deal, more U.S. adults have not heard of cancel culture than have. And this is, what is their adult range? It's much more common in women than men. Oh, now here's an interesting thing. In adult men, it's much more common
to be canceled?
To know what cancel culture, to say you know what cancel culture is over adult women.
Okay.
I'm just looking, I got a whole bunch of statistics. Age group, 18 to 29 is the highest rate of using the verbiage cancel culture.
That makes sense.
30 to 49 is next, and then 50 to 64 and 65 plus rarely use it.
That makes sense because it didn't exist back then when they were living through their teens and 20s and 30s, the prominent time.
It's definitely in our age group because
yeah, it's
according
new.
To this. Well, even no, it's not being younger. Anyways, let me read this.
Okay,
high school or younger, more of them don't know what it is or don't use it in their verbiage than do. College is when college, so it doesn't even pick up until post-college graduation age.
Like indoctrination?
That, or it's the age group, that 29, what did I say earlier?
That first
18 to 29 is the biggest group. So that makes sense, like, towards the tail end of that. So it's like our generational thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense, though, going to college. I mean,
I guess that's not even our generation.
No, not anymore. Look at that. You graduated.
Gosh.
Another year older. Another year wiser. I don't know. But college, I mean, colleges, we know, in my personal opinion, they're indoctrination factories. They don't teach you anything. You just go into college and pay a bunch of money and to pay them, but you get these student loans that the government will give you so you can give straight to the college. And then guess what? You're in debt for the rest of your life. I'm trying to pay back this dang loan. And then the college is getting rich off it. The administrations, they're just making money. It's big money factories. And what are they putting out into the world when you graduate college? Are you ready to take on the world and experience a life and be confident with yourself? And no, you struggle to find a job and you're in debt. And then you got this fancy piece of paper, though.
I'm just reading. There's a lot of graphs of this article, which I enjoy, a lot of data.
It's visually easier to understand.
But there's a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's liberal Democrat, conservative medium Democrat, medium liberal Republican, which is so conservative Democrat or liberal Republican, or the middle of the line.
Mm-hmm.
You just are more right-leaning or left-leaning, but you're close to center. And then obviously conservative.
Yeah.
So I'm just reading their little scale.
Gotcha. And that's,
so 59% of liberals, according to this article, say that it's used to take action or hold others accountable. And conservatives, only 36% think that. But here's all the reasons they say that there was on the form. Censorship of speech or history.
Who is saying this?
This is what people say why cancel culture is.
Okay.
Or what it's used for.
Okay.
So the biggest one out of all of them is actions taken to hold others accountable, censorship of speech or history, mean-spirited actions taken to cause harm to others, people canceling anybody with disagreeing with them, those who are challenged face consequences like being fired or boycotted, an attack on traditional American society, a way to call out racism, sexism, etc., and a misrepresentation of people's actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it hops all around who believes what more.
Which, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't. It's about right and wrong at the end of the day. It's not. That's why I don't like this political BS, because it's not. A lot of things aren't political, but they're made political. It's what's right and what's wrong at the end of the day. I just don't know. I don't like the conservative and liberal.
No, you shouldn't be
dichotomy
either.
When it comes to, you know, making arguments or even
was
making.
Was it Washington that warned about that?
Yeah, the left, like
having two-party system.
Yeah. And the problem is, too, with modern day, the two-party system is the goalposts have been moved. Like, what was once liberal, you know, or left-leaning is now conservative, in my opinion. And for example, war, anti-war. That in my, I always thought that was a Democratic, like a liberal position to be anti-war. But, you know, growing up, it was like, the Republican side was more like pro, you know, we'll bomb you and we'll take care of it that way. Where the anti-war people were always seen as like the Democrats or the left people, the, you know, the hippies, the peace. Now it's like, well, I'm very, very, very anti-war. I don't think war is necessary in the ways we do it nowadays. I think a lot of them are manufactured and forced to just make our brothers and sisters, the everyday working class people, go in as human fodder to go fight in these wars and die for rich people's gains and companies and people like that, or like the Rothschilds, their wars that they want to fight, or these other countries that we're constantly donating money to help their military, and then we're sending troops over there, like Afghanistan for the past 20 years, because we said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and turns out they didn't, and we lied about it just to go over there and send people over there to die. And then after we pulled out of Afghanistan, within a week, their country got taken back over by, after a week, we left. Like, what were we doing the past 20 years? Besides wasting our taxpayer money? That's one example for how the goalposts have shifted. Even I think Barack Obama said it when he was president. He said his ideas would be considered conservative back in the 80s.
Oh, a lot of people forget that the Republicans were the ones for freeing the slaves and for black rights.
Mm-hmm.
But just, not the Democrats.
If you just,
I'm just saying now, yeah. Like you said, now the same thing.
I mean, but it's constantly flipping over time.
If you ask people who's out of the two the racist,
yeah.
People are going to say Republicans.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that fought for like black rights, integrated
right.
schools, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. It's just interesting. Interesting in the sense of understanding cultural development.
Correct.
And where things are going and what's happening.
I agree with that. And I think this just kind of highlights the fact that it is all just manipulation and propaganda at the end of the day. As far as, because you can just see how people will agree with what they're supposed to be in line with, rather than having their own free thinking thoughts and like maybe looking at things as a nuanced, you know,
mm-hmm.
with nuance and deciding for yourself rather than taking in the opinions of others and what you're consuming. And you got to be careful online of what you consume all the time, even to this show. I mean, that's fine. Just be careful what you're consuming, because what you consume is what you become.
You are what you eat.
That's true. You are what you eat. It's very, very true. And consuming, not just like physically, but consuming.
No, that's what I meant.
Content. Yeah. You take on those characteristics, and it's all subconscious, and you know it'll spit itself back out, whether you notice it or not. But just be aware of what you consume, what's on TV and in media and news, because it's half the time, especially the news, it's just propaganda. It's propaganda to manipulate you and make you feel a certain thing or give you a certain idea about whatever topic is at hand. So when the question comes up, about it, you already have an opinion formed. When in reality, the truth is, opinions formed on either side are probably not right, and they're avoiding, both sides are just avoiding the bigger picture at hand. And that, but as long as we're fighting with each other, we're never going to see the bigger picture, to see how we zoom out, and then we're, both sides are being screwed, and you know, just getting bent over the coals and getting that big red, white, and blue thing shoved right up your bum.
Very graphic.
And that's
very
just
graphic.
What happens. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's a Frank Zappa quote. It's better to be kneeling down than to bend over. Just got to sit with that for a second and understand it's true. It's time to stop bending over. It's time to stop bending over and standing up and taking your rights back and speaking up for what you believe is true and right. And don't let others tear you down or prevent you from doing things, or this, what we're talking about, canceling you for something that they have nothing, no involvement in, or that's just their opinion of you. Just speak your, you should be able to be free to speak your truth in this country, in the world. I think that's, it shouldn't even just be in this country. Unfortunately, we're the last country in the world with free, full freedom of speech. And that's slowly being changed. We highlighted that on an earlier episode, that's being changed. So we must prevent that from being changed. And I think the good thing about this show is getting people aware of what kind of propaganda is out there and how to seeing through it. I think that's an important thing. We got to see through the propaganda, because it was President Barack Obama that signed, I think it was, or repealed the Smith-Mundt Act that made it illegal to propagandize your own countries or your own citizens of this country. He repealed that so the government and the media could, it was legal to propagandize its own citizens. So take that for what it's worth. What's next on the list here?
I kind of skipped around. What do you want to know? This is mostly data.
I don't know. I mean, Just the I just whatever
roughly
happened. They just
saying, the people, according to the survey that they did, to silence somebody that does not have the same beliefs as you, basically taking their First Amendment right away, which we visibly watched this weekend. It's also used,
yeah,
to for critical political correctness.
Which I don't think is, I don't get the political correctness stuff. I get like not being mean to people. But whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like, we grew up on that. That was a thing. And it actually, at the time as a kid, I was like, that's just a stupid, you know, rhyme. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Like, that's just a rhyme. It's stupid. But as I got older, like, you kind of hang on to that, and you kind of hang on to that mentality.
So according to this survey they did, more women have said they participated in cancel culture, but more men feel like they've been on the receiving end
of it. Because
looking for your next go-to smoke shop? Stop scrolling. I've got you. Headshop.com is the number one online smoke shop, already trusted by over 100,000 happy smokers, just like you. They've got it all. Dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, even THCA flower, all in one place. Need a new daily driver? Grab a smooth glass bong or a classic smoking pipe. More of a concentrate fan? Their dab rigs, e-rigs, and wax accessories are designed for smoother, harder-hitting sessions. And yes, they've even got legal THC flower. Best part? Every order ships fast and discreet, which is why thousands of smokers keep coming back. So don't waste time hopping between shops. Shop the best in dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, and THCA flower right now at headshop.com. The number one online smoke shop. Headshop.com has what you need. Check it out today. Oh, and because you're listening right now, you get 10% off your next order when you use the coupon code HSHOP at checkout. Go to headshop.com now and smoke smarter.
And this is going to be hard to talk about because here we are two dudes discussing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm reading what they do.
No, I'm reading
a survey.
I fully understand what you're saying, but I was going to say when the Me Too movement, you know, started getting pushed around, you know, I think there was good and bad.
It's like any of those organizations or groups or movements.
I think there's parts where, like in Hollywood, for example, this is why it was just so hypocritical to me, because like in Hollywood, they'll protect these people, like powerful people that are doing this stuff to women, like Harvey Weinstein, till he finally got caught. You know, before that, Oprah was sitting here, had him on stage praising him, how amazing a person he was while he was doing all this awful stuff. But then the moment it gets exposed, then they're all like, oh, we had no idea. Oh, so terrible. No, you were protecting this person the whole time. You were protecting him. Don't act like you're someone better than him, because you're probably an awful person too at the end of the day, Oprah. Protecting people like that and praising them. And then the moment the public, like us, normal people get the idea or catch wind of it, we know what's going on, then all of a sudden you decide, oh no, this isn't a good person to associate myself with. I better start distancing myself. It's hypocritical. It's not right. It's not right. And, you know, that's where I think the Me Too thing too, I think there was positive in it, but I think it got so blown overboard that a lot of negative came out of it too.
It just gets hijacked. I mean,
it was hijacked.
We talked about that with the Black Lives Matter group that
hijacked.
It started with real people that had real issues that wanted real change,
and then turns out they were just taking all the money and the founders and stuff of it were spending it on themselves, yes, not using it for anything. It was to make money, and then they used so much of the it's not even just them. These organizations, I believe, like our intelligence communities and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Are spreading these ideas and thoughts on social media to rile people up, to divide us left and right, to cancel each other. Because once you cancel, you're canceling your neighbors, your citizens. I think so much propaganda and there's so much animosity in our country anymore that you forget that someone you disagree with is also a human being with thoughts and feelings and lives and people that they care about and care about them as well, just like you. It's bothersome to see it, especially if it's somebody you knew and you considered a friend, and then all of a sudden you do this to them. I don't understand that mentality, because it doesn't I guess if your mind, if it makes you seem like you're a better person, what I think a better person would have been is with to talk to that person and discuss it with them and help them either do better or just understand where they're coming from, because it may just all be a misunderstanding. Because guess what? Sometimes people lie, and sometimes people lie to make themselves look better, to feel better, or to put somebody else down for that same result, to make themselves feel better or look better, because they maybe they felt slighted by that person. And they'll lie about it, and they'll embellish things, and that happens. It's, I think it's in human nature to naturally do that if you're upset, if you're emotional. And that's just what happens. And so, I don't know, just the cancel culture, especially when it comes to people you know, it's an ugly thing, and I don't want to participate in it, and I don't want to be involved, and I don't like seeing it being involved around me with people you know, people that are friends and family. It's just not right. It's not how, it's not right. You don't treat friends and family that way. So I don't know. It's just frustrating. It is very, 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 very frustrating. But like I said, with the Me Too thing, I think there was some importance that came from it, but once it got hijacked, it, you know, it's like those guys over at Crypto the Corn talk about with the Bigfoot community. Talking about, you know, a Bigfoot. It's like everything they see in the field is a Bigfoot. Every sound you hear is a Bigfoot. Every tree twig you hear, it's a Bigfoot. Every call you hear, it's a Bigfoot. But it's not. There's a lot of nuance. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. But when you go into something with the mindset of this is so-and-so, you know, whatever, that's how I feel like kind of what happened with the Me Too movement. It just kind of got hijacked, and people go into the mindset with any slight thing, it's, you know, it's all of a sudden it triggers that response, the cancel culture response, far too early before you even discuss it with somebody. Or
yeah, and that's the thing I've seen reading these articles and that's talking about, is it gets rid of due process. It gets rid of,
yeah,
because by the time it comes out, like you said, if somebody accused somebody of something,
yeah,
by the time it comes out that maybe it's not true or not as extreme as was accused,
right,
it's too late. Their life's already over.
Yeah, because everyone already has that mindset. It's the core of public opinion, really. That's what you're controlling or operating in. Because it's not an actual court. It's not an actual law, you know, that is processing whatever these accusations are. It's just the court of public opinion. And I think that's the important. That's what people really have control of. So it's important, like, what you say about people. If you're going to make accusations, you better make sure, damn sure, that they're true and that you have actual evidence to say they're true if you're going to do this to somebody. And, you know, there are awful things that happen in the world.
100%.
And when those awful things do happen, you do need to call them out. They do need to be exposed. And it's important, but remember, there's always nuance to everything. There's two sides to every story, and it's important to hear that out before you're going to go out online and, or even in public, and you know, cancel someone without you even hearing their side of the story. It's just, it's an ugly thing. It's an ugly trend. I don't like seeing around me. I don't like seeing in public, on TV, on social media, on any form of that stuff. I don't like seeing it. And it seemed like it died down quite a bit. You know, because it really ramped up there when we were, time passes so fast anymore, it's hard to keep up, but it seemed like it was dying down a little bit, but we were reminded it's still here. It's still here, and people like to do it, and I don't know. I don't like to do it. It's not for me. Not for me. I'd rather just be a recluse for a moment than cancel somebody. I don't know. Oh, what's next though? I get kind of overwhelmed with this, and I kind of shut down. If you can't tell,
I mean, I kind of hit everything on the list. Just talk about stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I just told you what I think about all this. Mm. Yeah, it's just bothersome. But what started this? What started the cancel culture? I do believe a lot of this is. Whether it be, I don't know. I feel a lot of it is inorganic when it started. I feel like a lot of this was pushed to this have this behavior, through whether it be, you know, through social media, and but who's organizing it, you know, with the MK Ultra programs that our government has done with, and the CIA and the FBI and our government and their implementation of it. You know, I just almost feel like this is another PSYOP, not PSYOP, but a thing that's inorganically pushed to coerce people into doing these sorts of things or having these attitudes towards their fellow neighbors and friends and family and fellow citizens of the country. I think being online too much has changed people's mindsets and the way our minds work and operate and how we think about each other. I think we kind of dehumanize each other a little bit too much and think of each other as not as people anymore, in a sense. And I think we only do that to people that we know and care about, like whether it be close friends and family. And, you know, we're far too quick now to judge people that you don't know when you see them. You're like, I don't know, maybe they just look a little funny. And you're like, well, I imagine this and this and that about them. I think it happens far too easily nowadays. People kind of lose their compassion and heart and just to understand that other people in the world are just like you. There are other people struggling with all the hardships and struggles in life that you power through and struggle through. Everyone else has those same exact problems, and they also have to deal with it. And you don't know what people are going through in their lives when you run into them. Like that, like a angry guy at the grocery store that yells at you. You don't know what he was going through that morning. Or that guy that cuts you off in traffic and is yelling at you. You don't know what he was going through. But I can't say this. I heard this joke once, and I think it makes perfect sense. It's like, if you get cut off in morning on your way to work, you get cut off in traffic, and you're mad, and you get home for work, and you're still pissed off about it, maybe you're the asshole. Someone said that joke. Chad Daniels is his name. And I laughed, and I'm like, that's true. It's true. If you can't let it go by the end of the day and you're still coming from work and you're still mad about the guy that cut you off in the morning for like 0.2 seconds, yeah, maybe you are the asshole. So if that, I don't know, I guess I've been in that situation where I had to self, you don't realize it until you self-reflect and it's like, oh, okay. And you kind of calm down a little bit. I've been there. I've been the asshole. So if you can relate.
Every day.
If you can relate to that. Maybe this is a good time to like reflect and be like, oh, maybe I can calm down and breathe. Cause we are, at the end of the day, we are just our emotions. And I think a lot of this stuff like cancel culture, it tugs on your emotional heartstrings. It tugs on that side of your brain that's tied to your emotions. And we act out of emotion, impulsive behavior. We act out of, I really do. We are emotions and learning to recognize and keeping those in check when, I guess they get a little wild, whether it be through anger or sadness or, you know, sorrow, even happiness. You can get a little slap happy and get a little carried away with stuff sometimes when people around you aren't in that state of mind. I don't know. It's just being self-aware. And I don't know if it's just being tied to the internet so much and being tied to social media online too much has kind of hindered that part of our brain. Where we forget we're interacting with other human beings, person to person, face to face, and you don't have to do it through online or through technology. Technology does not have to be involved for you to talk to somebody. And I think we do use technology far too much anymore to communicate with other people. And it's I guess slowly we're developing not recognize that other people are just human beings like you and me. They are not a machine. They are not a computer. They are not another cell phone that you're communicating with. But in my opinion, sometimes I feel like we just see those people and only communicate through technology. You don't have a human connection as much anymore. And it's hard. And when that happens, it becomes harder and harder to discuss real things. And that's what we're about here in the shack, discussing the real, real things. And when you're canceled, you can't discuss the real things. Those conversations can't happen. I got to breathe. I got that duck in me. Oh, gosh. No, this is kind of exhausting talking about it, but Like, and I, you know, maybe these are stuff or thoughts I guess I kind of rant about in my own head, but I've never really spoken them out loud to people much before, let alone on a show that gets broadcasted around the world. So I hope, I guess at the end of the day, though, I don't care. I'm telling you my opinion, and I don't even care if I'm right or wrong, but this is how I feel. This is my opinion. If you have other thoughts, you know, that contradict any of this stuff, please, like, bring it to my attention, because I'll consider it. Everything plays part of the formula. Anything truth. That's the thing at the end of the day. Truth is all that matters. And if you're going to deny a truth to make your theory work or fit or your idea of life, it just doesn't, to me, you're not living truthfully at that point. I don't know. The truth's all that matters at the end of the day. And there's a lot of nuance in that statement. But I think we all seek truth. And I think at the end of the day, if we all were told the truth constantly and we didn't tell like the lies to each other, if our government didn't tell the lies to us, if Hollywood didn't sell us a boat full of lies, we would be able to our powers of discernment would be a lot better. And because we can discuss everything with truth and not trying to discuss and figure out problems when parts of the formulas are based in lies. Like when Dr. Fauci was talking about the science, how he's the science. You need to listen to the science about what's right and wrong about getting an mRNA shot to cure a sickness that only, you know, only 99.9% of people aren't vulnerable to. So 0.01% of people are vulnerable to. But when he says he's the science, you need to listen to him about everything. I feel like I should be able to stand up and say, hey, no, I'm not going to listen to you. You're not an authority over me. I don't know. I don't even know if that made the right connection there, but it's just, I get frustrated, overwhelmed. And also my mind moves faster than my mouth, so I kind of forget where my train of thought was going. You have any thoughts, Daniel?
No.
As you sit there and listen to this rant and rave, I mean, is there anything I guess I'm saying that it could be misconstrued or because I know I don't always speak clearly or talk clearly about things. People kind of get upset with and draw connections that I talk about and they draw connections to other things, even things I never even said about, but yet they still make those connections because somebody else said it. And so now they think I'm tied to that other person, even though I've never even listened to them speak once. And then they cancel you for it. Without even hearing you out or responding to your messages about responding to them and their thoughts and feelings. Doesn't matter. They don't listen no more. So that's okay. But I'm all about, I love the criticism because it helps me shape my worldview and it helps me change my perspective. I think we constantly need to be viewing things through, you know, fresh lenses and taking in new information. If new information comes into the formula, you need to consider it. And if you're not considering it, you're living in that box trying to scratch your way out. And I think that's important. I think verbal discourse is important. And that's why the First Amendment is very, 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 very important. It's very important. And, you know, cancel culture can dive into that First Amendment stuff, especially you're talking about what people say. I mean, at the end of the day, what people say, if it hurts your feelings, that's one thing, but it's not like the end of the world. Again, it's important. I learned this too, like, I don't have kids or nothing, but teaching your kids, like, to have high self-esteem is one of the most important things they can have in life, because then it helps them navigate the world with confidence where, you know, rather than reacting out of emotion, if someone says something to you that upsets you, you're then going to start operating out of emotion rather than, you know, I guess, balanced thought. I don't know. When you're operating out of emotion, you can do things impulsively or erratically or do things you wouldn't normally do if you were stopped and thought about it or worked it out or, I guess, approach things that way. So I think... online, having access to the internet and, you know, kids having access to tablets and things like that, we're losing a little bit of that lesson where the parents get to teach their children self-esteem and with, like, you know, the bullying in school, you know, we don't need bullies in school. You know, if your kid's fighting back against a bully, like, that's bad too. It's like, no, it's not. I think bullies are an important, like, we discussed before. It's like part of an ecosystem. Like, they're going to exist. You can't stop them all. That's just what happens. But they're important too, because someone, you need to stand up to a bully. Everyone has bullies in their life, whether it be a person or even just a hard problem you need to face and you're afraid to. Without that experience growing up, and facing your fears, facing your bullies, you got to face those things, and it makes you a stronger person at the end of the day. Because once you face that fear, you realize your other fears are smaller too, and you can now face them. And that's what high self-esteem does for you. And I lack from low self-esteem from time to time, and it's a troublesome thing, and it's something I don't like dealing with. But the times I have, it's a pretty good feeling when you overcome it, and it builds you up for the next thing and the next thing. And we need to have high self-esteem. And, you know, again, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can never hurt you. Really embrace that. If you're struggling with self-esteem, I mean, just know that there's many more positive things about you than ever could be negative. There's always more positive than negative. And we forget those things because we get hung up on all this, the negative. It's too easy. It's far too easy to get hung up. You can have 99 positive things about you, and that one negative thing is just going to hold you back. But stop letting those things hold you back in life. Stop letting the cancelers cancel you in life. You know what? You need to approve yourself. You are worthy. You can do these things. You are available in life to do amazing things. That's what you're here for. So remember that and embrace it. And don't let other people cancel you. Embrace yourself. You are a good human being at the end of the day. We all are. The majority of us are. Government denies. Take long nights. You through the lies. Flat earth claims. They say there's no proof. But we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Looking for your next go-to smoke shop? Stop scrolling, I've got you. Headshop.com is the number one online smoke shop, already trusted by over 100,000 happy smokers, just like you. They've got it all. Dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, even THCA flower, all in one place. Need a new daily driver? Grab a smooth glass bong or a classic smoking pipe. More of a concentrate fan? Their dab rigs, e-rigs, and wax accessories are designed for smoother, harder-hitting sessions. And yes, they've even got legal THC flower. Best part? Every order ships fast and discreet, which is why thousands of smokers keep coming back. So don't waste time hopping between shops. Shop the best in dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, and THCA flower right now at headshop.com, the number one online smoke shop. Headshop.com has what you need. Check it out today. Oh, and because you're listening right now, you get 10% off your next order when you use the coupon code HSHOP at checkout. Go to headshop.com now and smoke smarter.